Look, Tom, the city council project is huge. I mean, think about the exposure. Designing the new central library could really elevate our firm's profile. Plus, the budget's massive, over 10 million. We'd have a chance to try some innovative things, maybe even get featured in some architecture magazines. What do you think? It could really set us apart from other firms like Griffin and Sons or even J&L.
Sure, it's prestigious, but I've worked with them before. Their projects tend to drag on because of all the bureaucratic hurdles. Remember the park renovation? That took almost 2 years longer than planned. I was caught up in meetings with the city planner, Denise Hopkins, every other week for 10 months. It was frankly exhausting.
Did it really take that long?
Yeah, the approval process was a nightmare. We finished the designs in 6 months, but the sign-off took 11 weeks because three different committees wanted changes. And then there were delays with permits. They kept revisiting decisions, and every revision was a mountain of paperwork. I mean, it was exhausting. Our subcontractors were frustrated, and we had to negotiate penalty clauses constantly.
But couldn't we just manage those challenges more effectively this time?
It's not that simple.
Well, I still think the benefits outweigh the risks. If we plan properly and allocate resources wisely, we might avoid some of those issues. We could have our junior architects focus on the nitty-gritty details and leave the bigger negotiations to senior staff.
I get that it looks good on paper, but it's not just about prestige. There are real costs if we're tied up in endless meetings and revisions. It diverts resources, and we risk missing deadlines on other projects. Plus, our team might get frustrated. Don't forget the financial report showing we lost nearly $100,000 on last-minute changes last time.
What's your bottom line here?
I'm wary of the time commitment. Honestly, the unknown variables make it hard to commit. We need clear parameters before diving in.
But think about Peter. He's been pushing for higher profile projects, and this.
Yeah, but at what cost?
Look, it's not that I'm ignoring the challenges, but I really think if we strategize, maybe assign a dedicated team that can handle the bureaucracy, we can manage it. Peter might even have some insights from his prior public sector experiences. We could pull in extra resources for support if needed. I mean, we have interns eager to get involved.
That's possible, sure.
We can't just keep taking easy projects if we want to grow. This is a pivotal moment for us. Taking risks is part of what will set us apart.
True, but there's a difference between challenging and unmanageable. We should weigh what success looks like for us. The exposure's great, but at what stress level? I've seen how this kind of pressure can lead to burnout. Remember what happened to Clara after the last big project?
You're always so cautious.
I like making informed decisions. It's about sustainability, not just immediate rewards. We have to think long term and consider staff well-being.
Well, I guess we'll need to talk to Peter, get his input. Maybe he's considered some of these issues already.
That could be helpful.
If Peter backs the idea and we find a way to mitigate the risks, we should seriously consider it. We need a diverse portfolio after all, and this is a chance to expand. Plus, we could hire a project manager specifically for this.
Fair point, but cautiously.
All right, let's see what Peter has to say and then we can decide. Maybe hold a team meeting to get everyone's thoughts too.
I'll be in if we have a solid plan.